Now we're going to talk a little bit about jerseys. Travis Hawk of the Blue and Orange Store has graciously agreed to join us. We saw over the weekend that James Conner, not even a first-round pick, a running back for the Steelers, is in the top five in jersey sales. How is that possible?
Hey, good to visit with you. Thanks for having me on.
We appreciate it.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because with jerseys, you know, sometimes these, you know, I would compare it a little bit to like a viral video or a viral post. And sometimes you can, you know, something can kind of catch on and the way things can spread so quickly and people, you know, order them online and that type of thing. I mean, these things can just, you know, happen really quickly. And you know, I will say that as well that a lot of these, when you look at like NFLShop.com or Fanatics or these others, you know, they're interested in driving sales and stories, of course. So you also have to kind of keep in the context of what time period they're talking about. So, you know, you may have a surge of something happen over a 5 or 7 or 20-day period, and they want to kind of promote that out, because if it's the same kind of stagnant top 10 list all the time, then that doesn't really drive any interest, right?
Yeah, well, on that note, like, number two on the list, we mentioned James Conner. Number one, Tom Brady. You couldn't have any more difference when it comes to, like, accomplishment. Like, at this point, who doesn't have a Tom Brady jersey, right? Like, everybody, yeah. If you wanted a Tom Brady jersey, you probably would have had one 10 years ago. And then you have James Conner, who hasn't played in the game yet.
Yeah, yeah, and it's interesting on Tom Brady because, I mean, you know, with our source here, I mean, every year we sell a ton of Aaron Rodgers jerseys and a ton of Tom Brady jerseys. And you know, I have the same thought. It's like, who, you know, you think that every Packers fan would have long had their green Aaron Rodgers jersey, yet it's one of our best sellers every single year.
Travis Hawk joining us from the Blue and Orange Store, talking about jersey sales. Travis, in a market like Boise, that would be more of a neutral market, are you guys pretty much in lockstep with the national sales?
You know, there's some similarities and some differences. I mean, what you really see in the Boise market is we have a group of, you know, 8 to 10 teams that always do pretty well. And that's, you know, really for the most part, your national teams like the Cowboys, the Steelers, the Packers, et cetera, within a mix of more regional teams, being the Seahawks and Broncos. And then what happens is, you know, those kind of 8 to 10 teams always do pretty well, always kind of in our top 10. But then when those teams are really good, then it just goes crazy. And so last year, you know, Cowboys stuff, you know, just went so crazy for us. And Prescott and Elliott jerseys were, you know, impossible to keep on the shelf because they were going so fast. And so that's kind of what we see here. And then there's other teams that it wouldn't matter if they were, you know, 16-0. It's going to be hard for us to sell much of them, you know, and teams like the Jaguars and some of these others. It's just the Panthers, you know. Even, I mean, we've sold a decent amount of Cam Newton jerseys, but there's certain teams that even when they're really good, it doesn't really resonate here. And it kind of sticks to these same kind of top 10 teams. And then when those teams are really good, it really just kind of takes a step up. Obviously Seahawks, those few years there when they're in the Super Bowl was just, you know, lights out for us.
Now, walking by the mall the other day, I saw a Jay Ajayi jersey front and center on display. How do the former Broncos, Boise State Broncos, typically drive some jersey sales once they're pros?
Yeah, that's a great question, and we're actually really excited about the Jay Ajayi jerseys because last year they weren't part of the mix because, you know, obviously went into the season not expected to be the main guy and then had that great year. So this is the first year that we've had this kind of availability on him. And they've been going well so far. And because he's such a, you know, popular Bronco, we expect him to go, you know, really well. For former Boise State Broncos, for the most part, if they are those skill position players, you know, they can do pretty well. So sold a lot of Doug Martin jerseys as an example. You know, obviously, if our dream scenario of Kellen Moore being in a position where he was playing and his jersey was out, that would be an absolute home run. We've had Clady jerseys and Darren Collis jerseys and certainly those over the years. And it's a little tougher. They sell and there's some demand, but it's a little tougher when they're not skill position. And it also depends on the team to some respect. So, you know, we did do better with like Packers jerseys with like a Darren Collis and a Corey Hall than if they're playing with a team that doesn't have as much popularity here.
Travis Hawk joining us from the Blue and Orange Store talking jerseys. One thing that you can't do anymore with the NCAA is sell individual jerseys, and you certainly can't sell it, I don't think, ever with somebody's name on the back. But let's say hypothetically you could. We've got a lot of new faces this year on the Boise State team. What do you think the top three or four guys would be this year? Would Rippon be number one?
Yeah, I think Rippon would absolutely, I mean, no question, would be number one far and away, and it's again similar principles of those skill position players seem to get just more attention, and so I think you'd see him, you'd see Cedric Wilson, probably Madison, assuming that plays out, he's the main guy at running back, you're going to see him, and then. So back in the day, we used to carry a lot of these different players' jerseys when the rules were different. And so if we were doing that this year, I mean, we'd probably look at a Moa, usually you'd get a couple of, more popular, recognizable defensive players that you'd want to have as part of that selection as well. But in general, it's quarterback, it's receiver, and it's running back. And over the years, when we have those different numbers, that's where how they usually lined up.
Travis, thanks so much for chatting with us about jerseys. We just saw this James Conner, and we're like, how the heck could that happen? So
yeah, no problem. Anytime, guys.
Thanks so much. Travis Hawk, a friend down at the Blue and Orange Store.